This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platforms on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how fast change is fake change. When you deal with narcissists, toxic people, or anybody else in general, fast change is most of the times going to be fake change. Instantaneous change in results. You mean hot pocket results, like, you know, microwave results for a problem that needs to be stewed and, you know, and broiled for an extremely long time. Something needs to be boiled on the oven and put in a crock pot. Just, you know, I tell people, you'll find out, you find out the truth about the narcissist that you're dealing with if you try to leave them. Typically, if you try to leave them and they're not ready for you to leave, like they've been treating you terribly for years, for an extended period of time. You voiced your opinion, they've shut you down, they've gaslighted the bejesus out of you. And all of a sudden, you get on YouTube, you find Lee Hammack, mental illness, and he opens your eyes up to what you've been going through. You decide to dip. You say, look, I done tried to voice my opinion to you. You haven't listened to me, so guess what? I'm leaving. No, you don't leave. And you're serious this time. You done packed up. You done left them a note. You've already left. You done moved out. So guess what they do? They promise all this change. And guess what they do? They change for you instantaneously. They start giving you everything that you've been asking them to do. You want to go to therapy? Let's go to therapy. You want me to clap your cheeks twice a week? I'll do it. I promise you I'll do it. I will clap your cheeks twice a week. Twice on Sundays if you want to. You know, that's the Lord's day. But the Lord, we can make the thundering cheeks clap so the Lord can hear a round of applause. We can get the Lord a round of applause. I'm doing too much. But seriously, that's how it goes, though. You got to understand, like, they'll do everything you want them to need them to do instantaneously. It's like you put it in the microwave. You put this narcissist or this toxic person in this proverbial microwave, and they instant change, instant results. All of a sudden, they back to who you met. They're back to the person you met, the person who swept you off of your feet and dropped you on top of your head. That's who they are now. They're absolutely the back. It's instant. It's instantaneous. And that's why I tell you, fast change is not real. Now they're doing things because you want them to do it. Now they're doing things because they're required. Now they don't look at this as a relationship dynamic anymore. Now you are boss. Now you went from, you know, victim of this relationship dynamic to now you are an authority figure because you're telling them what to do and they have to do this stuff to get you back or to keep you there. You know what I mean? So that's why I said, now you know how narcissists feel about authority figures. They don't like them. They don't like people telling them what to do. So now you're telling them what to do. So guess what? They're going to do what they need to do originally, but sooner or later, they're going to get tired of holding up this mask. That mask is going to get extremely heavy, and they're going to start doing the things that they want to do. They're going to get tired of doing stuff for you, and they're going to revert back to who they were because fast change is not real. You went from arguing every day to now you don't argue at all? What the hell? If the red flags don't fly on that, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? So you went from arguing every day. They don't listen to you say anything. They don't want to talk to you. They don't even touch you. Now they're touching you all over you. Now I can't believe I missed out on this. I love you so much. And I'm going to do everything it takes to keep you. I'm going to tell you how you know, also can tell that this is manipulation. They'll start doing all the stuff that you want them to do, that you've been asking them to do. They'll start doing that stuff without you asking them to do it. You don't even have to provide a list. You shouldn't provide a list. If they ask you about a list, you shouldn't provide a list anyway. But they'll start doing all this stuff for you without you telling them what to do. You don't have to provide them a list. They'll just start instantaneously doing it. It's just like, it's kind of crazy. It looks like they already knew how to make you happy. They were just choosing not to, doesn't it? It's just like they were already knew what they were doing the whole time, and they're just choosing not to do it. That's what I tell people all the time. They know what it takes to make you happy. They just choose not to do it because you become a burden. You become a task. You just do. They lose that emotional connection that they have to you, and they start treating you terribly. They start treating you horribly because that's the way the mind of a narcissistic person works. I'm tired of chasing you now. They chase you in the beginning. Most times they chase you in the beginning. They're chasing you. They're chasing you. They're chasing you. Right. They finally catch up to you. But it's like playing tag. Tag, you're it. The relationship dynamic switches and you end up chasing after them. Now you're the chaser. They're the chasee. And guess what? They're faster than you because if you remember in the beginning, they caught you. They're faster than you. You'll never catch them again. You're chasing them. You'll never catch them because they're faster than you. This is they're mentally faster than you. This is not how to do anything with physical speed. Y'all might be, Florence Griffin, FloJo. Or you might be Usain Bolt. I ain't talking about your real speed. You ain't faster than me. But you ain't talking about your real speed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Talking about like this is proverbial speed. This is mental speed. Now they're emotionally faster than you. You'll never catch them again. You can't, like I said, you can't catch them again. You'll lose yourself trying to do it. But again, they know what it takes to make you happy. And guess what? Here's the piece. They know what it takes to make you happy, and you know that they know how to make you happy because that's how they got you here most times. If they didn't, like I said, that's how they got you here most times, by making you happy originally. I know sometimes the relationship, sometimes it's different. Sometimes they don't even have to make you happy originally. Y'all just fall in love with them. I don't know how that'd be working. Sometimes y'all grew up in chaos and trauma. You found a chaotic, traumatic person to deal with. Now they didn't even treat you good from the beginning, and now you're chasing after them. They need love bomb you. They trauma bombed you. They bombed you with trauma in the beginning. Not even doing nice things for you. They just talked and acted like you. They mirrored you. So now you got them. You know what I mean? Trauma bomb. Have you ever heard that term before? Trauma bomb. B-O-M-B. I'm gonna have to look into using that more. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that before. Trauma bomb. Don't y'all dare use that either. I'm gonna say if I ever see somebody say trauma bomb, I'm coming for you. And I'm joking. Just shout me out if you say trauma bomb. Just shout me out a little bit. Just say, hey, Lee Hammock said trauma bomb. Shout out Lee Hammock. The trauma bomb. Shout out Lee Hammock. You know what I mean? But that's what you're dealing with in these situations right here. But I tell people like they know how to make you happy, y'all. They really, really do. You mean? They're gonna tell you fast change is fake. That shows you how fake they are. I know it might feel good to see them changing and doing the stuff that you've been asking them to do, but also take a step back, like, and look, like this fake. Dang, you fake as hell. Like you know what it takes to make me happy. You just been not doing it for years. Damn, you evil. You take a step back and look at their actions. I feel like when you understand what they've been doing, when your love goggles come off and you understand that you're dealing with a narcissistic person, when you finally take that red pill and wake up in the matrix, you'll see things completely differently. You'll see how fake they are. You'll see how fake they're doing. They're rubbing your feet. They used to didn't touch you. They ain't touched you for 2 years. There'd been no cheek clapping for 2 years. Now all of a sudden they're rubbing on your feet because you want to leave. They licking your toes, doing all kinds of nice stuff for you. Bubble baths. Oh, I love you so much. I don't want you to leave me. You can't leave me. I'm going to treat you good for a couple weeks and get you back in here. And you don't ever leave me. Blah, 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 boo, boo, boo. I'm telling y'all, when you take a step back and look at it, when you're sitting in that bubble bath, when the bubbles are popping and you're smiling, they just pop, pop. The bubbles are going pop, pop, pop. You mean, you'll understand. You're like, how evil is this person? Like, how manipulative is this person for real? Because they knew how to make me happy. They're doing it. Like, they knew I like bubble baths with the bubble bombs and all this other stuff. They know I like the candles. They know I like a hot shower or a cold shower. They know I like Axe body spray. I got Axe body spray all over the house. I got Axe body soap. You know what I mean? I got Axe body wash. They're doing everything that you've been asking them to do. Because they know it. They done ran you a bubble bath because they know you like them. Then you try to leave them. They'll show you who they really are. Are they really this nice person that they're being? No, they're showing you how fake they are. Fast change is fake. Real, the real genuine change takes time. So ask yourself, Are you, how much time do you have to give to this person? How much more chance do you have to give to this person? How much more time do you have to give this person? And even if they do start to make positive, discernible changes, consistent change behavior, is it going to be enough for you to stay with them? Is it going to make you forget the stuff that they put you through or the stuff that you've been through? Think about it. It takes a mind. You have to think about it. Think about all this stuff, y'all. It takes a while. Fast change is not good change. Ask Ben Taylor. Ben Taylor been working on himself, going to therapy once a week for over a year now. He been putting the work in. You see Cluster B Milkshake. Sarah over there, Cluster B Milkshake. You be doing a video a day, most day. I see you slipping up too. So, Sarah, I be seeing you missing days on videos. I understand you're tired, but, you know, batch them. Do two a day. Do two in a day and post one the next day. I like seeing your stuff. I like sharing it. Cluster B Milkshake, you seeing this? I share your stuff when I see it. I don't see it sometimes, you know? But shout out to Sarah. Shout out to Cluster B Milkshake. But yeah, that's how it goes, though, y'all. Take your time. Understand this, y'all. Fast change is fake. Microwave change is fake. You need crock pot change. You need that crock pot love. You need it. So take your time to heal, y'all. I'm going to cut this thing short, but real quick, don't leave just yet. Mentalhealthness.net is up and running. You can do one-on-ones. You can check me out over there. I have a newsletter that goes out once a week on Fridays. Shout-outs, different things like that, information, what's coming up, events. Virginia Beach, Virginia, we're doing our live in-person workshop. There's only 16 slots left, so check out me and Ben Taylor putting that together. September 24th, Virginia Beach, Virginia. October 15th. Austin, Texas, meet and greet workshop, and then with psychologist, therapist, it's gonna be fire. And then November 19th, Toronto, Canada. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, you know, mental illness is out. Peace.